In the spring, near Mother's Day, I told you how a cousin brought me a storage bin holding hundreds of letters my mother and father exchanged in 1944 and 1945 while he fought in World War II. And those letters were not the only thing in that bin. There was also a book that I thought was lost forever, though I could still see its cover in my head. It was a scrapbook my mother special ordered before I started the first grade, with my name printed in red on the front. Charles. That's what all the adults called me. It said Charles's school years. Bound inside were 13 pages, one for each grade from kindergarten through the 12th. On each one, a red box with the words paste photo here. Then blanks to fill in. School, teacher, first day of school, age, height, weight. And on the back, one more thing. A printed list of everything a boy might turn out to be, with a little box beside each one under the words, "When I grow up, I want to be." And because of that book, I now have details I never could have summoned on my own. The first day of my first grade year at East Ella J. Elementary School was August 28, 1967. My teacher was Dorothy Edmondson. I did remember her name because she could hold an apple in both hands, set her thumbs firmly into the stem end, and split it apart with a resounding pop. And that same page says I was 6 years old, 3 feet 10.5 inches tall, and 52.5 pounds. Children being raised now are documented far more scrupulously. Thousands of photographs, each carrying metadata with the exact date, time, and location. Infinite storage in the cloud, which keeps everything, but chooses nothing. I had a mama with an empty scrapbook and one red box that said, "Paste photo here." I wish I had more pictures of myself from that year. I have only this one, wallet-sized, black and white. In it, I am wearing a plaid shirt and a flat-top haircut. On the back of the page, I got to say what I meant to become. I checked cowboy. Then I crossed it out and checked baseball player. 6 years old and already revising myself. And maybe that was a hint I would turn into an editor, revising the Southern stories you read every week at SalvationSouth.com. In the next few weeks, thousands of children across the South will walk into the first grade. Every one of them has that same blank in front of them, whether anybody prints it on a page or not. Turns out, I never could learn how to hit a curveball, but I have never stopped revising myself. Whether we are little kids or big adults, we are always works in progress.